Hi, everybody. It's Dr. K back with you today, and I just want to talk to you about one of my favorite subjects when it comes to fitness and exercise, and that's improving balance through exercise. You know, it's amazing what you can do if you have a strategic plan with your exercise program to improve function in a way that maybe you never thought was worth training, but all of a sudden you find out, boy, I just feel like I'm sort of gliding through the air when I'm walking, and last time I had to step over that pothole, I just felt like I didn't even notice it was there. Or when I had to climb those stairs, it was just so simple. And, you know, I tripped and I just caught myself. You know, my clients often tell me about this unique experience, and it's like time and time again, without me saying anything to them, it just comes up. And every now and then I get tempted and excited about watching their balance improve before they notice, and I tell them, like, wait till this happens. But I'll give you an example. One of my clients, Marty, he told me this story about when he was running down the basketball court and somebody tripped him, and all of a sudden, instead of like falling and not being able to recover, he barely like stepped off of his toes. His other leg was wide in the air. He reached a hand out and almost just without even touching stood right back up, got the basketball and scored. And when you hear a story like that and you say, well, what's so different than before? It all comes down to basically balance training and how you can incorporate this into your gym routine to reap results beyond anything that you possibly ever considered were possible. Certainly without adding anything to your routine. I mean, things like unstable surface training, forcing your center of mass to adjust on unstable surfaces over time with the exact same exercises you would have done, but instead of your emphasis being just strength, which would only get you so far and hit a ceiling or plateau point in your workouts, perhaps you take the same exercise and you progress skill level instead. And skill level can be directly associated and correlated with balance. You see, if you improve balance through exercise by choosing these unstable surfaces, by choosing different foot positions for upper body exercises, whether it's wider or narrower stance, but forcing yourself to do it in safe environments where you're not going to use cheating movements, for example, in a bicep curl, overextending your back, you wouldn't want that. But maybe what you could do is put one foot on an iron disc while you're getting used to this, put the other foot on flat ground, and now all of a sudden you're bearing more weight just into your left leg if that's the one on flat ground. That by itself is going to increase the amount of sort of nervous system input or proprioceptive position sense input through your joints and teach your body how to accept full weight bearing on just the left leg with very little weight bearing on the right, and therefore that has a functional carryover into everyday activity that you do. You see, by training balance with exercise, you can improve in sport, you can improve in daily function, you can feel like a kid again, which is just an amazing thing. The only difference is when you were a kid, you probably didn't have as good a balance, you just weren't that far from the ground, so when you fell, it wasn't that big of a deal. But now, you can feel like you just don't have to fall, or if you do, you know how to recover. And these are just like simple, easy strategies to build into your exercise routine. Unstable surface training is one of them. Different stance positions is another. Forcing yourself to do exercises where your arms have to reach out of your body or that involve rotation instead of just being uniplanar in one plane of movement. And what I mean by uniplanar or one plane of movement is the suggestion that if I do exercises that only move my arms forward and backwards or side to side, but not both, I'm only working in one plane of movement. When really there are three planes of movement. There's a rotational one, there's a forward-backwards one, and there's a side-to-side one. And the names aren't important, but you get the idea, right? So if I want to train in a real-life environment, like, for example, walking on the grass where there's a little bit of divot because there's a soft spot from the last rainstorm, and my foot sinks in on the right just slightly but only at the heel, isn't that three-dimensional? Doesn't that involve rotation at my ankle, which is immediately going to translate all the way up my body? It does. So why wouldn't you get yourself on these types of surfaces? If you like to train outside, don't just train on pavement or on cement. Train on that as the most stable, then get yourself on grass and try it again, maybe with a lighter weight till you get adjusted, and then try something like sand, which really moves a lot on you. That's why water training is so important. Aqua training, water aerobics, that's why that stuff really counts and can help you out a lot. You see, the truth is, if you get yourself on unstable surfaces, you end up doing what's called co-contraction. All the muscles surrounding a joint will end up contracting and stabilizing the joint into that position. Naturally, over time, what's going to build is your ability to stabilize this joint in environments that you're not predicting. You see, doing anything in a controlled environment first educates your body and your nervous system to react in an uncontrolled environment to prevent injury, to improve balance, and to make you feel like a younger and healthier person. These are little things that make a world of difference. Not to mention, simply by activating muscles that weren't active before, the little tiny hip rotators in your hip that usually aren't working, but now you chose rotational movements and unstable surfaces, and multiple surfaces for that matter, and different stance positions. Now these muscles do have to work. There's a higher demand on them, and as a result, what's going to happen? What's going to happen is you're going to increase your metabolism at these joints, and guess what? Balance training can lead to fat loss. Let's just talk about sports for a moment. In the sports scenario, balance training is everything. How well can you control your center of mass or your center of balance in the air? Let's use basketball as the first example. Well, for example, as I take a jump shot, my elbows bend and the weight shifts backwards in my body, and then I extend my elbows and the weight shifts forwards and also up in my body to be able to adjust my center of mass. Well, if I don't have control of my center of mass, then I don't have any predictability with my basketball shot. Let's take another look at golf. As I rotate my body, let's say I haven't been training with any amount of rotation. As I rotate my body, what happens is, for example, on a backswing, if I'm right-handed, I'm going to shift my center of mass initially to my right foot. And so now it's going to be more on the right side of my body. As I wind the club up, it's going to shift upwards in my body. And then on the way back down, very quickly and very instinctively, I'm going to need to react to be able to shift my center of mass back, still have control with all of my core muscles, and be able to rotate properly to make the best possible contact with the ball, let alone not even miss. All of this takes control and repetition and practice. So how can you simulate this in a gym environment? Simply train with balance exercises. Stuff's not that hard, and it's not rocket science. It makes a lot of sense, but you have to think of it first. And you know, that might be my greatest asset with you, thinking of all of this for you first. That's why I put together these turnkey programs. That's why I let you try them for nothing first. That's why I couldn't be happier to offer you all of this material just to try and help you improve in life, in fitness, in golf, in anything that you want. So do me a favor. Do yourself a favor even better. Check out postureforgolf.com. Check out abstrengthguide.com. Become a member of lifthardplayhard.com. Get yourself ready. Get yourself ramped up. And learn from the best. I've spent years educating myself, learning from all of the best mentors in the entire world, and gaining a doctorate in physical therapy so I could share with you. And I've made it all affordable at a fraction of what it should cost because I want to inspire you and because I believe in you and I want to hear from you and I want your feedback. This is Dr. K thanking you so much for joining me today for the Balance and Exercise Audio. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I sure hope to see you on the inside of one of these programs. Take care now. Bye-bye.